thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Never,
we'll not let you go.
Never.
WMFO 91.5. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the radio station happening here. Dance Music Express Music Series. Jody, we had special guests on the guys before us. Tell me all about those guys.
Heavens, it's all about perspective, and that's who they were. And I thought that was a great name. It's all about perspective, and it was headed up by Dylan and Remy, and we had Ryan, who also goes by Jack. So if you ever see Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan was a little shy. I don't know what's up with that.
He didn't want to give me his name. He might be in witness protection. We're not sure. And then we had Vib, who might be here next week. We don't know.
Yeah,
we'll have to wait and see.
Dylan's doing a solo next week.
I might, maybe. Unless he's, you know, accompanied by Vib.
Do you think he'd want his grandparents coming in?
Possibly not. Probably not. Because that was very nice of those young kids to let us in.
I know, yeah.
Oh,
Dylan always
scary.
Helps me out. He valets my walker when I come to the... I love him. He's great.
Here's music with a cane. Let's dance, kids.
Hey, MFO 91.5.
That would be when the music comes on.
Yeah!
Do you wanna party? Yeah! Do you wanna dance?
Yeah!
Do you wanna party? Come on and get down!
Medford.
All this is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like all you need.
Dance Music Express Music Series on the Wheels of Steel. DJD in studio, all the way from Cape Cod, Jody.
Let me take the night, I love real easy. And I know that you still wanna see me. On the Sunday morning music real loud. Let me love you while the moon is still out. Something in you lit up heaven in me. The feeling won't let me sleep. Cause I'm lost in the way you move.
Infinity, you know the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We gon' drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, give up, take off all your and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell him, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Try. Fireball.
Here, don't play. Uh-huh. That boy's from the bottom, bottom of the map. MIA USA. I gave Sushi a little pat up on the booty, and she turned around and said, "Walk this way."
I was born in a frame.
M-I-A.
Mama said that every word was on my name. I'm the best
right.
you've ever had.
That's right.
If you think I'm burning out, I never am. I'm on fire.
Baby.
all I do is think about you. Wendy Moulton.
Stop thinking about me.
You know, I'm trying to be serious, all right? We got an audience throughout the country, and you guys are making fun of me, all right?
Well, there's plenty to make fun of.
It's worth the price of admission.
Oh, really? All right, so we got in the studio Jody from the Cape Cod. That's right, she's been on the radio 25 years.
When God was a boy.
All right, and we have our engineer, Mike Stewart, and we have the senior engineer, Bobby Donovan. How you doing, Bobby? You over there? I can't see you.
Yeah, but I don't think the mic's on.
All right. Well, you're on now. There you go. not that we didn't want to hear you, but...
Okay.
Hey, Jody, what did we hear?
Okay. We heard Havana by Camila Cabello featuring Young Thug. Before that, it was Fireball by Pitbull featuring John Ryan. And One Kiss by Calvin Harris started us off.
And anything else going on, Jody?
Let's see. Well, Thanksgiving's coming up. And I'm not cooking, so it's a good thing.
All right. So.
I usually eat fruit at Thanksgiving. How about you, Bob?
There we go.
Bob is motioning with his fingers.
He's got a string in his hand. I don't know what's going on. Is that some type of sign language
I'm not aware of?
Bobby's feeling well. How you doing, Bobby? I can't see you behind all the computers, but you're doing all right? You're feeling better? You were sick for a while.
I could get rid of the computers. There'd be less headaches, too. You go back to the way it was in the 70s when they didn't have all that stuff.
You know what I really hate, too? Not having an ice box. I'd really like to lug the ice blocks up the hill and stuff. Especially in 90 degree weather, and then it's an ice cube when you get to the ice box.
Well, that'd give you purpose in life, Daryl.
And a smaller belly.
Yeah. You have to move fast when you're an ice man.
Oh, I'm telling you, we are having fun here today.
WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO.org. Web streaming. I almost messed that up. And we're going to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. It's coming up in a couple days.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank goodness.
And we got a turkey right across the board from us.
Oh, you keep it up.
I'm going to make you read a PSA
if you keep it up. All right. What are we doing next? Jody, what's going on in your life?
We'll read about leaving your children out in the rain. Yeah. Daryl, you can give us a little background on that.
Let's see. Well, listen, no one knocks on the door on Father's Day.
There you go.
And aren't you lucky?
No, they are.
That's just because they can't find the house.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. How about, since we're all in the loving mood, how about if loving you is wrong?
No, we already did that.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no, we did do Al Green.
That's why she's no longer on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. Al Green, if loving you is wrong. WMFO 91.5. Good afternoon, everybody. DJD on the Wheels of Steel.
It's a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want you, I'll see you when I can.
for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I don't want to be right. If it means being without you, I don't want to be right. If it means sleeping at night.
WMFO 91.5.
In Medford.
Not Boston.
Remember where you are.
All right.
that's the height
Tell
of professionalism.
Tell me if you want
this
it.
That's the height of professionalism right
Push
there.
Class 101.
Well, since we're talking about class and 101, why don't you tell us a little bit about your radio show that you did for years, Jody?
Yes.
That was a very, very nice show you did.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us all about it quickly. Make it quick.
It was very quick.
Nobody got hurt like your show.
Nobody got hurt. I just cried a lot and wanted to get out because I didn't have fun guys like you in my studio with me. I was all on my own.
You didn't have us cuddly bears like us,
No,
huh?
I didn't. And I would have liked to have had somebody to talk to, but I didn't have anybody. And there was nobody to play off of. So it was all me making my own mistakes and picking up after myself.
Yeah. And what was the show all about? Tell them about that.
It was all country music. I did country music, Jody Hope, WCAV.
It was Jody the Coyote on WCAB.
No, it was Jody Hope.
What's Jody Hopeless at this point?
Oh, you are cruising for a bruising, I'll tell you.
Hope.
Oh, hopeless.
Jody, would you like to do a PSA?
No, we're gonna do one.
I'm gonna do one off the board.
But thanks for taking over my show.
That's right. Somebody has to. There has to be an adult in the room.
I want to. Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, believe me, I've been through that.
I have some shout outs that I could do for
Well,
you.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we do the shout outs?
All right. See, I'm glad you thought of it. Okay. Well, first of all, we want to say hi to Maureen and Jimmy, and hi to Jenna and our new roadie, Spencer. He's fabulous.
I love Spencer.
Spencer.
He is my favorite right now.
We love Jenna, too, but, you know, we really love Spencer, too.
There might be an opening coming up, Spence.
Hey, Jenna and I are going to have a girls' day, and you're not going to be in the studio, okay? some people go to spas. Jenna and I go to the studio.
Yes, Michael, what do you need to say?
Oh, I'm holding my tongue here.
Hi to Terry and Wayne, Terry and Gary and Joyce and Barbara and David and also Dan and Megan. Can't forget Megan.
And who else? You must have some other people. Quickly, want to do a shout out to. I'm trying to do technical stuff as they're talking away.
Yeah, he's trying to think.
Yeah,
he's not thinking.
Shout out to all of our listeners throughout the country.
Absolutely.
North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Arizona, Colorado, all New England states, New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts, and our good friends over Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. That's right, mm-hmm. And our good friends over in Guangzhou, China, and Hong Kong. They always
check us out. Hi,
Tai Tai. Tai Tai. Le Homa.
Yeah.
Wa Ani Le Homa. All right, and
whatever
what else?
He said,
she knows. She knows.
Okay.
Michael?
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to all the Saturday crew, starting with Mike on the mic, Mike Newman. He's on his way to see his mother down in Florida, having a nice Thanksgiving.
Nice.
And then we have something about the women, the whole crew there, Sue and Kristen and the whole crew there. And then we have Crash Course Raven, Brian and his crew, him and Marie Michelle. And then we had Vinny on Acoustic Ceiling where Daryl trained.
Oh, yes.
Unfortunately, Daryl forgot everything he was
Vinny
saying.
No, Vinny trained me. I didn't train Vinny.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. Bobby, how are you doing over there?
Hanging in there.
You're looking good.
Thanks.
I haven't had my eyes checked in a while, but... And my girl Dee's coming up next. I went out in the hallway, and she's out there grooving. She was jumping around to the SOS band a little while ago, kicking it with our tunes. She's got a great show. She's up. She's on at 5 o'clock, 5 to 6. So she'll be out there kicking it and jumping around out there. And what else? We're covering for the What's Happening show. Aaron is on an assignment. He will be back in 2 weeks.
He's far away.
He is far away. And... what else? Anything else is happening? How about the weather? What's the air temperature outside? Anybody know?
We're going to get a little dusting tonight.
Oh, we are?
Of that white stuff that everybody appreciates.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Winter's early, guys.
Oh, man.
If you don't like it, it is. Don't move to California.
Well, I think that's
because you get burned.
In the box for the area. I think in the city here, it's going to be all rain.
So. Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Okay.
And you know what? It's 40 out right now.
I know.
So. Yeah.
We're lucky.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll take 40.
And I forgot to do our PSA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to give a shout-out to my friends at WMWM. We have Josh and Bob Nelson and the whole crew up there.
Ronnie DeShannis,
Ronnie DeShannis has a program on Saturday called Acoustic Avenue from 3 to 6. Check him out.
Mm. On WMWM?
WMWM 91.7.
We're invited to that studio, aren't we? We're supposed to go and visit. I know you went yesterday. Did you go yesterday?
I went today.
Oh, you went today.
Yeah, yeah. Because they want, you know, me first.
they were looking for you.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion.
Well, they had the wanted poster, but you just didn't show up.
Take the mirrors out of your house.
And you still have them on your ceiling, right?
Oh boy!
I'm the ones that say things in the no.
I want to know how you know that. Appear. That's what scares me. How do you know that?
Oh.
Urban legend.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's do our PSA.
180/111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145/92, and then I had a heart attack.
182/100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150/90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180/110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
A public service announcement from WMFO 91.5. That's right, you need to take care of yourself. And what we are going to do and what we do on our Wednesday show, it's the pre-time, new-time workout. And we're trying to formulate a bunch of people that want to get together and lose some weight. And maybe we can have people come in as guests on the show. Jody, what do you think about
that?
That's
a great idea. Yeah. Sign me up.
I have a bunch of guys that I work with in another location. And my buddy, John, is going to be the leader of the, you know, the director of the program.
Yep.
Johnny Burke. So I'm going to get him and get him on the radio. It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to...
Even just to move around. I mean, we sit way too much these days.
It's crazy.
Honestly,
get off your device and get out there.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the phones down.
And we're going to, you know, I'm going to bring in a nutritionist. And we'll see if I can get a physical trainer to give us advice. And if we can all get together and get
that
a group together.
Terrific.
Yeah, you know.
I would do that.
Okay,
what
else you got?
Okay, well, we played, let's see, just before we broke here, we played I'll Be Good by Renee and Angela. And before that, it was If Loving You Is Wrong by Al Green. That was a big throwback there. It was a good one.
And I want to let everybody know and appreciate what you've done. We've met our goal at the fundraiser. We're over $5,000.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that. You're right.
Fabulous. A big tip of the hat to Belinda, who got over $1,800.
Wow.
All was in the think tank.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. How about Dance Music Express? How did they do?
Minus $250. But it's a number.
It is. Got the little negative sign in front of it, but it's a number. All right. All right.
Been a long time. I didn't ever think I was gonna see you again. See, you haven't changed. It's good to see you anyway.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
About you, my feelings can't.
don't work out like we thought. Life goes on and people grow out of things that fit before.
Sexy and I know it. Sexy and I know it. Sexy and I know it. Staring at second.
With the OJs, Darling, Darling Baby. Hey, Jody, what else did we hear?
We had Daryl's anthem, Sexy and I Know It, by LMFAO. And then we had Saturday Love by Sherelle, featuring Alexander O'Neill. And that was it.
That's all we played?
Yeah, that's all we got.
I was dancing, but nobody wants to see that in your mind.
I'll second that. Bobby, anything?
No, I got nothing.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Keep safe.
Yeah, that's
eat a lot of food.
Yeah.
Take good naps.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I will be off. I'm on an assignment on Wednesday, so I won't be on my show, which is 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Wednesdays. And my good friend Frank from Rosano Radio is going to cover me. But I will be back next Sunday, and I'm going to bring in Jenna, who's going to do a country show.
Jenna. That's all I hear is Jenna. Someday I'm going to meet this Jenna, because I think she's a figment of your imagination.
Is she bringing Spencer with her?
I don't know. My boy Spence, I don't know. That boy's all right. I'll tell you, he's a home run, that boy. He's all right. We're going to put him on. He's going to be joining us on probably on the boats. We're thinking about putting him on as part of our crew.
Yeah,
he's great. Yeah, he's a good kid. He came out. He did a road race with me. And,
5 in the morning, I heard, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Or was it 4?
Well, Jenna and I were there at 4.
God love you all.
It was cold. It was like, I don't know, 20 degrees. We had the heater on in a bunch. Yeah. You know, she was so happy I brought that heater.
Yeah.
It was cold. Yeah, it was really cold.
My goodness.
Hey, we got time for just a couple more. Then my girl Dee's coming up. She's got a great show. She's on at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. My name's Dee. This is WMFO 91.5.
Medford.
Outside fire. Now this fire has not yet started because cause I thought you should know the consequences of getting a fire started on the outside. Now I am not talking about dropping a little lit match somewhere on a wet day. I am talking about burning down a whole damn county. Smokey the Bear would hate me after this. Now only you can prevent this forest fire. You can start by getting the fire started right here. I don't mean just one of them little smoke signals going up, cause your name ain't Geronimo. Now either you do this, or there gonna be enough sparks flying around here till the whole neighborhood go think it's the 4th of July. Cause I'm declaring my independence, my right for a man to offer me a Tipperillo. Oh yes, I'm gonna be smoking. Now I know you don't want this to happen, cause once you get an outside fire started, you can't control it. Every time you think you done about smothered it, a good gust of wind come through and set that Mickey Ficky on fire again. And you could end up with a wildfire. And wildfires do have a tendency to spread. Oh no, don't think you can start a fire across town and it's gonna stay over there. If you mess around and get burnt, it's gonna beat you home. And ain't no need to tell your old lady nothing about it. I can't do nothing this week, baby. I was lifting something down too heavy at the job and I got a strain. Nobody. The strain gonna be on your ass. Cause you done messed around and let these outside fires reach your house. And when an outside fire spread all the way to your house, ooh, Lord.